For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. It's a Thursday night, and Mark Wilbert wears rolled-up sleeves and running shoes as he faces a crowd at the Charleston Museum Auditorium. Many are anxious and looking to him for answers.
That's what we want to do. We want to get it out there. We want to tell you the truth. We want to demystify it for you.
Wilbert is Charleston's first Chief Resilience Officer. Yes, resilience, as in the ability to adapt and recover.
The position is about looking at how we bring resilience to the city of Charleston, and particularly with a focus on flooding.
Three consecutive years of flooding, from the 2015 record rains to Hurricanes Matthew and most recently Irma, have renewed fears about rising sea levels. Scientists warn they will push destructive storm surges farther inland and create higher tides that unleash chronic flooding. The city is already seeing it. Jenny Reynolds lives on the peninsula.
It's Venice. The boats pull right up to your front door, practically.
She's had floodwaters inside her home. Her neighbor, Carol Kelly, has an historic home.
I keep saying our houses are going to become uninsurable and unsellable.
The women are attending the city meeting to hear more about an idea that was once unthinkable, elevating downtown homes. But even that is not an option. They say they can't afford it. They leave early and frustrated.
You know, some of those are well-earned emotions.
It's Wilbert's job to come up with a plan to fix flooding problems now and prevent them at least 50 years out. That's when the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts Charleston will see a sea level rise of 2 feet. Tides alone frequently close roads. The number of so-called nuisance floods is only expected to grow.
You know, last year we had 50 of those days, and the projection is that we're going to have 180 by 2040.
Wilbert says this city will invest $12 million a year in desperately needed downtown drainage projects. Then there's the Battery, Charleston's man-made barrier along the harbor.
The plan is the low battery, if we walk down here a little more.
The city will raise the lower battery wall by 2.5 feet, with an option to go even higher. Work starts this year and could take 10 years at a cost of $100 million. Off the peninsula, entire neighborhoods have become flood-prone. The city has hired an engineer and is considering tougher regulations to prevent development on wetlands.
The problems that we're facing are endless, it seems.
Emily Sedso is with the Coastal Conservation League, working to protect our coast. She says the city has had a plan, the 2015 Sea Level Rise Strategy, a lengthy list of initiatives.
We took a good look at the strategy and realized that only about 26, I believe, initiatives out of 76 had been addressed or were in the process of being addressed.
She says the city needs to act with deadlines, accountability, and funding. Wilbert says he's on it, revising and prioritizing that 2015 list for re-release in June. As for the cost, he says infrastructure projects could approach $1 billion over the next 20 to 40 years.
It wakes me up in the morning about 3 o'clock every day, yeah.
The city is hiring a grant writer and a floodplain manager, as well as Wilbert's replacement. He was the emergency management director. He's using those skills now for community outreach and education.
I always say that, you know, Charleston is such a neat city with so many people who really care about it, that we're going to find a way to get through this. I'm confident of that.
The city's first resilience chief must be resilient himself. That optimism and a good pair of running shoes could help. For more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.